From the Gospel according to Mark. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting beside the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks this blind, begging Bartimaeus. Now, last week, our gospel lesson was the lesson of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who asked something of Jesus. Two of his disciples tell Jesus, "We want you to do whatever we ask of you." And Jesus says to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they attempt to maneuver Jesus into promising to grant their request even before they tell him what they want. Their request is self-serving. They want reserved seating in heaven on his right and on his left in his glory. The difference in the nature of the request between James and John and blind Bartimaeus is quite startling. Blind Bartimaeus asks for two things. He asks, "Let me see again." But before he can ask for his sight, he must get Jesus' attention. A blind beggar sitting by the side of the road, no earthly possessions, no belongings except his cloak, has the nerve to scream, not once but twice, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." He doesn't ask Jesus to be kindly disposed to him or to stop and chat. He is asking Jesus to do something on his behalf. Now, the words that we hear in this translation are, "Have mercy on me," but we actually lack a comparable English expression for what Bartimaeus shouted to Jesus. The closest would have been, "Mercify me." "Jesus, son of David, mercify me." It is a cry for help that sounds like that he is asking Jesus to wrap him, enfold him, uphold him, cover him, and surround him in mercy. "Jesus, son of David, mercify me." Even though the crowd told him to be quiet, they sternly ordered him to be quiet, he shouted all the louder. And this made Jesus stand still. He stops in his tracks and he gives a command to the crowd. "Call him here," he says. He does not call to Bartimaeus himself. He says to the crowd, "Call him here." He gives the crowd a commandment. And the crowd, who has not been kindly disposed to the blind beggar on the road, which of course they would not, because as we know, if you're blind and you're poor, it must be God's will, right? That's the times in which Jesus lived. If that was your fate, it must be, that's what God wants for you. Maybe you did something wrong. Maybe your father or your mother did something wrong. God's punishment is his dire situation. That's what they would have thought as they walked by and sternly told him to be quiet. But now they're excited and they say, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you. Get over there." Take heart is also translated, cheer up, don't be afraid, and have courage. Have courage, get up. He is calling you. And in an instant, the crowd who would have kept him away have become witnesses and vessels of mercy themselves. And the persistence of Bartimaeus sets in motion a wave of mercy and blessing and change. Bartimaeus calls out for mercy, "Mercify me," and Jesus stands still and calls to him, and then those around Jesus call Bartimaeus to Jesus. Bartimaeus' breakthrough of mercy begins with the very people who discounted him and told him not to bother Jesus of Nazareth. But they are no longer speaking sternly to him, but are excited for him, which means that their very lives have been transformed. And Jesus has said, "Help him get over here to me. Help him get over here to me. Call him for me." And Bartimaeus casts off his cloak. I love the sight, the image of this blind man, poor. This is the only thing he owns. Literally, the only thing he owns. He throws it off, his only worldly possession, and he leaves his old self behind, his old life behind, and he stands and creates the possibility for this life-changing event. He came to Jesus without anything, unafraid to ask for the mercy he needed. And Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he says, "Rabboni, teacher, let me see again." Can you imagine life-altering sight? And after his request, there's no fanfare. There's no mud on the eyes, as in some of Jesus' stories. There's nothing, only Jesus speaking. And he says, "Go, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you healed. Your faith has saved you from physical and spiritual danger. Your faith," and this is actually the closest translation, "your faith has rescued you. Your faith has rescued you. Your faith has made you well." This passage brings together faith and wholeness and discipleship. Blind Bartimaeus calls out in faith, "Jesus, Son of David, mercify me," and then asks, "Let me see again." And there is the crowd whose lives are now different. They did not see him before except when he screamed and they told him to be quiet. And now he is standing amongst them, part of them, healed. They are watching this miracle take place. They take on the role of discipleship as Jesus has been calling them to do all along. Everyone who followed Jesus around, that's all they really heard. "This is what I need for you to do, to love one another, care for one another, like each other, don't judge each other." And yet, in a moment, they sternly ordered Bartimaeus to be quiet. And all Jesus had to do was say, "Call him to me. Bring him here." And they understood that their own lives had been changed. And wholeness and healing for Bartimaeus. His sight is granted. And though Jesus said, "Go," the very end of the text, it says, "Go, go. Your faith has made you well." And the next line is, "He received his sight immediately and followed him on his way." Though he was given the order that he could go home now, he could go back. He could go back into a life. He could actually have a life. He could make a living. He could do all the things that all the crowd had been doing all along. But he didn't. Even though Jesus said, go, he followed him on the way. He can now see what is right in front of him, the way of Jesus. Following Jesus on the way is always a choice. Jesus will often work in our lives. We'll feel God's presence in our lives. There's no expectation, really. We can go home. We can be better. But Bartimaeus couldn't. He now had regained what he needed, and he could not do anything except follow Jesus on his way. Have you had moments when you have wanted to say, Jesus, Son of David, mercify me. Wrap me in your mercy. I want the healing that comes from having real faith. I need to throw off the old and find the new. Can you please mercify me? I surely have, more times than I can count. Bartimaeus can help us to regain our own spiritual sight because he shows us the answer to our own spiritual blindness. It is following Christ. It is about our faith. The story is about the cost of discipleship. Throw off the old. Take that one worldly possession you hold so tightly to and set it aside. And then get on the road. Follow on the way. It won't be a linear trip, I can promise you. I can promise you that you won't get from A to B to Z. You'll get from A to G and back to B. It'll be squishy. It'll be all kinds of torturous things up this way and down this way. This is the road to Jesus. It isn't this way. I wish. Because then I could get it all right one time and then take the next step, right? No. Bartimaeus probably got halfway down the road and said, you know, I don't know about this. Actually, maybe I ought to go just see my family first. Maybe I ought to go just take a bath. Have some lunch. It's been a while. We don't know. We know that the way isn't straight. We know that it is hard. We also know that at the end of it, there is something so profound. Every step of it that is walked with Christ is something different than what we have done before. This story is about lots of things. It's about asking for mercy. It's about accepting and receiving mercy. I'm not sure we even use that word very often. But it is a profoundly faith-filled word. It takes all of us, the story says. Call him here to me. Jesus said, I need for you, those of you who are here, to help me bring this man to receive his sight, to be healed. You are going to help me. Bring him here to me. And through the words of Jesus in this text, we see the relationship between faith and wholeness, between faith and caring, and between faith and obedience to when we hear God's call. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Go. Your faith has made you well. Go. Your faith has healed you. Go. Your faith has made you whole. Amen.